85.
Hey man, we are back on the 85 South Show. DC, you ain't gonna believe this shit, man. You are not gonna believe this shit. Brace yourself, man.
What, bro? What's going
man,
on?
We got a new segment we're gonna add to the show.
What man. We added?
We're gonna do this shit every now and then.
Nah.
Man, somebody called.
No,
somebody reached out to the show said they wanna roast us, man. Roast you. Why the hell would anybody want to roast
I
with
you? I hope
he
ain't got no gun next to him, because it's about to be suicide.
You think it's a suicide, man?
It's about to be suicide.
Man, so he reached out to the show and said he wanted to roast something.
This man went through all them trouble just
he
to die?
He went through all that trouble just to get fucked
man.
Up.
I hope he got a eulogy and all that,
man,
ready.
I'm going to put it together, man. Mm. Hey, is he on the line yet?
He on the line.
B-Mac.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Hey, hey, man, y'all motherfuckers late as hell, too, goddammit. I'm at work. Y'all niggas talking about y'all going to call me at 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, McDonald's be open all night, man.
I know, man.
Oh, you ragged as some bitch.
You know when it's open 24 hours, bitch.
Hey, fuck you, DC, your old goddamn little punk-ass little boy. You're a grown man.
But you know I got a picture of your goddamn cone-head ass.
Oh,
nigga, that ain't even a cigar in your hand, nigga. That's a vagina sausage. Yeah, glad, boy. Fuck wrong with you?
How the fuck y'all get that, y'all? Sorry, something.
This nigga got a ring on his marriage finger. He ain't even got no girlfriend. Hey, glad, boy. Fuck wrong with you?
Nigga, you look like Plaza if he would have stayed in school.
Hey, you
oh,
talking
Carlos, about? If you don't but get your goddamn ass out here looking like Tyler Wilson, oldest little boy.
But your ass look like Kirk Franklin before he found the choir. Where my choir go? Gone. Where my people go? Gone. What wrong with you? Hey, you talking about?
That nigga took the picture of his auntie house.
Hey, you talking about? In the basement. I bet that it's a car sitting right in front of you, stupid addy. Hey, you talking about? That wasn't no mirrors you get at Family Dollar where you can place it anywhere. Ugly, boy. The mirror in front. The mirror on front of the hood of the car. Ugly, boy.
Little boy looking ass out here like you was in a goddamn ECP class.
But that ain't even a Burberry goddamn scarf on your neck. How you gonna roll your sleeves up and then have a scarf around your neck? Nigga, you ain't cold, nigga. Stupid ass, man.
Nigga, you in here looking like a strong single mom.
Yeah, you talking about? He looked like a dyke, to be honest. He looked like a dyke.
Oh, fuck you, yo. Hey, you talking about? Little boy.
Nigga got a long ass rose.
Goddamn child, little mother. You got them wipe away, got them wipe off tattoos.
Nigga, you look like you got all your tattoos on your back. And on the back of your leg. There's everything on the back.
This nigga got a tramp stamp.
This nigga got a tramp stamp from the back of his neck on down. Hell wrong with you. I bet you got your name tattooed on you. Like, who is Eric? That's my middle name. Hey, glad, man. What wrong with you? Hey, you talking about? I bet you work at CVS from 2 to 4. Stupid hours working there. Fuck wrong with you. Nigga be late. Ow, ow, they tell you to go home. Hey, glad, man.
Nigga,
they're
one for the 85 South, so your ass will be as the guy if you want fries.
But if it weren't for your mama Bayman, you would have nowhere to stay.
Hey, glad,
man. Fuck wrong with you. Fuck you, man.
DC, you know what's fucked up? He got the same outfit on right now.
I bet you he do. Nigga talking about he at work. You at the house watching World Star. Hey, glad, man. You ain't doing shit.
Ain't doing shit.
He ain't doing a goddamn. He probably recording this shit on their partner phone who about to die 1%.
This nigga got all these accessories on like a sassy bitch.
I'm telling you. Nigga drinking some cold ass
apple juice.
Nigga
got on a watch, a bracelet, a necklace, a scarf.
And they got a vagina sausage and some apple juice.
Fuck yeah, I get pussy, so shit. Fuck
I you bet you do, because you a dyke.
I can tell by these long ass fingernails, you don't get no pussy.
No fingernails clean the hell out. Nigga ain't run through his head, ain't cut no grass. He ain't did shit, he ain't played through his toes. That nigga ain't did shit, but hang your goddamn hand out the window.
Hell no.
Hey, you talking about pretty hand ass. Nigga hand pretty hell.
Nigga missing a whole finger, though. Nigga
fuck
ain't got
wrong
the three
you.
Fingers on him. Where your other finger at, nigga?
Fuck wrong with him.
Oh, man, goddamn 80% ass, nigga.
And your shirt tucked in. You got on the V-neck and the undershirt on. You dumb in hell. You ain't know what you want to put on.
This nigga like he's sleeping in a crib.
His body shaped like he got on a shit bag. That's what he looked like.
Oh.
You fart wrong.
Hey, shout out to my
up.
Nigga B-Magic, one of the coldest niggas at Pep Boys.
Oh, real nigga shit. This nigga look like he could drop the hell out of a motor in a lawnmower.
Oh, shit. I can't believe you signed up for this shit, bro.
Well, your ass said ride lawnmower.
Not with that sweat on.
This how I know I'm the only motherfucker to fuck with the Cyrad 85,000.
Hey,
hell yeah. I'm wearing this bullshit.
The crazy part about it, you cut the grass at the church. Ugly, what the hell wrong with you?
Nigga look just like Arthur.
He look like somebody. Great auntie. Ugly, boy. Hell wrong with you.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, let him live, DC. That is enough.
I ain't going to let him live.
We have annihilated this nigga.
He the only nigga I know that go to McDonald's and order fries but don't want the salt. Hold the salt. My blood pressure be high. Hold the salt.
Oh, hey, shit.
You the only nigga I know that still ain't hit puberty with your little boy having ass.
What? Oh, puberty?
Yeah, nigga.
No, you ain't, but you ain't got no mustache. No nano near picture, y'all. This nigga look like a 10th grade fullback.
I cut my shit off, goddamn.
He look like a 10th grade prospect fullback.
4-year-old nigga I know with a goddamn 13-year-old little boy about it.
Let me tell you something. You know you young when you look like a prospect.
Hey, this nigga like Manny Fresh's son.
This nigga don't know it. His right arm look like a barber. His left arm look like he work at Pep Boys. His head look like he a dyke. And he got shoulders as a goddamn pastor.
Oh, shit. Hey, B, man, appreciate you for fucking with us, man.
Appreciate you for using somebody else's phone to call us.
Hell yeah, man. You know you our favorite lesbian, my nigga.
I got one thing to say. Y'all full of shit. Hey, first of all, y'all goddamn shitting on my nigga Bean, goddamn it.
Oh, Chico?
Motherfucker. Yeah, goddamn Chico.
He said Chico made this joke.
Yeah. That's exactly why you and Chico ain't never going to be shit. Ever. Yeah.
That's me and Chico going to goddamn start the 85 North goddamn show, and Clayton is going
to You got to get a car to even know where 85 week. North at first.
Nigga, you got to get a finger before you do anything. Nigga got a whole finger missing, man.
That nigga holding that cigar like he about to play pool.
Hey, B, we out of this bitch, man. Appreciate you calling.
Don't drop the ashes in your cup, ugly ass. All
right, my nigga, go put some tap on or something. We out. Oh, that was a total destruction. Hey, what's that fake rap shit you was doing? The rap, the fast rap shit.
Oh, yeah, we popping these bottles, I'm just playing.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. It is your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC on Fly.
And we are in this bitch like a fetus again, bro.
We are in this bitch like that lad little dookie that don't want to come out.
Bro, we in this bitch. We back in this bitch like a spine, bro.
Look, we are in this bitch like STD. Ah! We in here.
We in this bitch like titties, man.
Look, we in this bitch like the first little sperm that got to the egg. We in this bitch.
We in this bitch.
And about to evolve.
Bro, we in this bitch like white people at Starbucks.
Look, we in this bitch like white people at Catholic Church.
Bro.
Early, too. Second row.
Bro, we in this bitch like Indian people at the curry spot.
We in this bitch like Indian people who went to go see the Jungle Book movie.
Bro, we in this bitch like Jamaicans getting weed, bro.
Man, we are in this bitch like black niggas going to jail.
Nigga, we in this bitch like niggas be at the liquor store, nigga.
We are in this bitch like crackheads at the trap house.
We in this bitch like, just like what you said we was. Don't nobody go harder than crackheads at the trap house.
Nigga. They in this motherfucker.
Nigga, they be all on the
30,
porch.
30,000 times a day. Like, why you just ain't come get a lump sum? Shit, I been working all day.
Nigga, buy 20 nickels all day. Just nigga back and forth.
20 nickels. Why you just came back? No, you know, I upgraded. I got a dime last time.
Yeah, exactly. This nigga, yeah.
That nigga act like he did something. I got a dime. Nigga, you ain't did shit.
Speaking of trap house, man.
What's happening?
That's what we talking about today.
Let's do it.
Being on your motherfucking job.
Being on your motherfucking hustle.
Hey, that's funny as hell, man. We could just be saying little words like motherfucker. That should be making people real. Like,
yeah, be like, hey, man, these motherfuckers don't know what's going on.
Why they keep doing all that motherfucking cuss?
Because we can't. It's our motherfucking show.
I don't like to hear all that cussing. Well, turn the motherfucker off then.
And then you going to be quiet at your house, and you going to be like, it's too quiet, so you got to turn that motherfucker back on.
Yeah, punk motherfucker.
Lady told me the other day, she said, man, y'all show is so nice, but y'all be cursing. Guess what I told her? Don't listen to us motherfuckers then.
Why y'all be calling them bitches like that? But all women ain't bitches.
We ain't talking to all women. We just talking about the bitches we know.
Thank you, bitch.
That's like a disclaimer.
Eh, God damn
What the fuck just happened, man?
I cut this shit up and screamed.
That nigga screamed in his own ass.
That shit scared the shit out of me.
Hey, man. That was some of the funniest shit ever. Hey, man. Hey. DC almost got them busted his eardrum, nigga.
Ah! I'm so fucking stupid, bro. I'm talking about as soon as I cut it up, I hit that. Stupid ass.
Get on your job.
Man. I'm here, man. Fuck.
Do you believe hard work pay off, my nigga?
Depend on what you working hard for, man. You can be working hard for a lot of shit, and the shit just ain't meant for you. You know what I'm saying? So
Like even though you work hard, that don't mean you good at some shit.
No, that's just like, there's a lot of niggas that work hard every day at their job. They ain't never getting a promotion.
That's probably why you work hard, because you ain't doing the shit that you supposed to be doing.
Like, you trying to outwork the other motherfuckers so you can get a promotion. You been there 8 years, ain't got a promotion yet. You working hard.
Yeah.
Shit just ain't paying off.
I don't see how you could work hard if you do the same goddamn thing all the time. Like, if you got one of them jobs where you have to just keep doing, it's like some production type
you
shit.
Got it. Now you just know a routine. Yeah. You just
and you just trying to do the shit faster, you know, and harder. Man. It's the same result.
I remember one time I had a little work. Recycling warehouse job. I was working my ass off. He was old head, like, hey, little bro, you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that.
That was some real ass advice, right?
Hey,
there,
I thought I working slower than I got five.
Yeah,
I thought this nigga set me up. I started working hard. I got fired.
They wanted you out of there, man.
He was like, hey, little bro, what'd I tell you? Nigga, I took your advice and got fired, motherfucker. That's
hey, man, what's some jobs that you had, Flat?
Man, it's a real stupid-ass job. You know, I was a temp server worker. Shout out to all the temp servers that get real niggas.
The worst thing about temp
who
service.
Get real niggas chances.
The temp service is in you any goddamn way.
Man,
hey,
man, once I was working
we
at
got
church.
An opening at the KKK meeting on a Thursday. They want you to register them for voting. Like, nigga, I don't want to go to that shit.
They like, they want you to help some old people going to church. Just walk in and walk out.
You know the best thing about the temp agency, though? You could just call their ass right back. They'll get you another job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to call the white bitch a cracker up there. They fired me. Can you get me something else?
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
see what we can do.
Oh, we got one right here for you, Mr. Miller. Do you want to go? They ain't even tell you the job.
Yeah,
do you want to go?
Do you want to go?
Like, hey,
what
yeah.
they paying? $15 an hour, and then you get there and you fucking cleaning up the NASCAR.
Like, how you doing? We're going to have the trucks run over your body, okay? Like, what the fuck? For 15? Come on with it. Yeah.
15 an hour.
15 an hour. Nigga be like, boy, what's wrong? Boy, my bad. Hurt like a motherfucker. Like, damn. Ah! All nigga be thinking about that little paycheck. Shit, 200, 2,000. I be straight.
I think that shit is a myth, though, because they always be telling hard work pays off.
That shit crazy, man. I could never get a job for double digits.
I you know why I'm so against hard work? Because I always had to fucking work hard, and I always saw motherfuckers get it easy. The niggas who got it easy, they enjoyed that shit. It's
they
the same
it.
It's the same shit.
Shit.
Like, man, they say you appreciate it more if you work
hard. I watch so many
people. Nigga, give me some shit. I wouldn't know the difference. They never gave
hard.
Me shit.
I used to work dumb hard. Nigga, I got fired in the rain. I got
that
fired
don't mean
in the rain.
You working hard.
I work extremely hard. Be out there early. Want to be there double time. You know what I'm saying? I want to work overtime.
Yeah.
She always be like, we have to get other people changed. I said, bitch, they don't want to work. I want to work.
Yeah.
She fired my ass.
Everybody fired you. You must not been working hard for real.
Nah, I work hard. They just hate to see a young nigga who about to take over the establishment. See, that's how I always thought.
You thought you was just going to work hard
nigga,
and take over?
I work at McDonald's, be like, you know what? I could be the owner of this motherfucker.
Do you think the owner ever worked at McDonald's?
Yeah.
He didn't?
He did
he had bread, bro.
He had to know it. He had to find out what the establishment was before he became a boss.
Yeah.
Well, he worked. Got him some franchises.
You trying to own some businesses?
What? I own one.
What?
Pimpin'. I own three bitches.
That's not
I was just playing. I was just playing, ladies. I do not pimp. Ah! If you say so.
No, like, what's some businesses that you would open, man, as opposed to having to go?
Nah,
work
I would really fuck with a Starbucks. You know what I'm saying? I would get
that'd
in the pimping.
That'd be dope. I'd try to open me a Chick-fil-A and then have that bitch open on Sunday.
That'd be the bomb.
Yep.
I'd help, too.
Hell yeah, yeah.
For real.
We probably need to put some money together. See if we
I'd probably open up a church. It'd be a one-hour church. Everybody would come to my shit, too.
Church's chicken?
No, a church.
A church?
That shit
and it's guaranteed to be over in an hour.
Not really over. You can stay if you really want to, but like
you ain't after
from
hour,
11 to 12. Like he preaches from 11 to
ain't
12.
Ain't nobody gonna feel no type of way if you get up and walk out.
And then afterwards, it's like praise, dance, and step team.
You stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You late cat.
That shit wild, man. I had some crazy. I had some jobs where I had to work my ass off, man. You
like
know,
what?
Shit. One of the hardest jobs that I ever had, I worked at Burger King, man. Burger King was a hard-ass job.
Well, you used to come in there with other establishment food and shit?
No, it ain't even that. It's just that, man, standing up on that line all goddamn
nigga
day.
Nigga coming
out
with McDonald's bags and shit.
Fuck,
like, bro. Excuse me, Mr. Miller. You know, now, we have nuggets as well.
Now, you get so tired of eating Burger King that you start trading food with other people. They be tired of eating the shit. So that was one cool shit about it, trading food with other
nigga,
people.
Nigga, I used to work at a McDonald's, nigga, and I came in there with a Burger King bag, nigga. But the crazy part, I threw it in the trash can, and he was like, Mr. Whitfield, let me talk to you. What's going on? He was like, you think I didn't see that? I'm like, what you talking about? He's talking about the trash. I'm like, yeah, shit. I was about to throw it on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're eating Burger King. That's one strike, okay? You got two more. I said,
so
fuck, nigga, I was hungry on the way here. Ain't no other
you?
McDonald's here, motherfucker. I can't eat here. You have a lunch break, okay? I don't want to see it again, okay? McDonald's policy.
Ain't that some shit, though?
I said, bitch, I can't wait till you go to sleep. I'm still at your car.
Yeah, fast food restaurants be acting like you need them.
What I'm saying, you just fast, nigga. I want to eat slow.
No, I'm just saying when you work there, nigga, I don't need this goddamn job. It's just something to do right now to try to help me get through the rough time.
I'm telling you. Then they get mad when you pick a nugget out the bag.
Hey, I don't understand those people who go to fucking fast food restaurants and get so upset about a pickle or some shit like that that you want to fight and catch a felony.
That me.
Over a fucking sandwich.
That me, I'm sorry. If I specifically told you, no pickles, no lettuce, no tomatoes. Light mayonnaise, and I get my sandwich. I got pickles, lettuce, tomatoes.
You ain't
got
to act a fucking
and
fool.
Heavy mayonnaise. You don't understand how, and it was four cars in front of me.
Yeah, I do. I understand.
You don't
how
understand, like, that shit. I just specifically told, and they got the screen now where it show you.
Yeah.
They got your order. You see, no pickles, no lettuce.
So, do you
no
think
tomatoes.
That they should up the minimum wage for the fast food workers or whatever to like $15?
Man,
you think that would improve?
Don't upgrade shit, because you ain't upgraded when I was working. So fuck that.
That's some hating 750. Ass shit.
Ain't no
right
hating
there.
Ass shit.
That's some hating
everybody
ass
else
shit
got
$10. Right there,
I only the highest I ever got was $8.25.
That's some hating
niggas
ass.
Niggas getting double.
Bro.
Nigga, I heard a nigga turn down. My partner just turned down.
So you understand that
job.
You probably ain't gonna never have a job ever again in your life. Why would you?
Fuck.
Why wouldn't you want people?
I don't give a fuck. Where the $9 jobs at? Fuck with them. I don't give a
man,
fuck.
That ain't no
I just plan. Send it up, because shit, I'm looking for a job too, shit.
Hell yeah.
Right, this shit may not work. I just want to have some on standby.
Just
nigga be like, hey, you know DC on standby, goddamn. Y'all nigga better tighten up. They using me as a threat. Well, I can get DC on fly here to drop these goddamn fries. You in here goddamn bullshit. You know Mr. Fox, you mean, yeah, he ready. He ready to drop these fries now. Better quit bullshitting. I can call his ass right now. Better get to work. You know, DC on fly ready. Yeah, that wild now shit don't mean nothing. The nigga ready to come back to drop the fry. Now, I'm telling you now.
Get your ass in gear.
Better get your ass in line now. The nigga just made a video about how he goddamn come back and work. The nigga was dead ass for real.
You don't listen to the 85 South Show?
You better listen to the 85 South Show. Now, you better drop them fry, because I got DC on fly. You know Mr. Fly. The Dick Fox, you mean, yeah. That's how he going to drop them fry. He going to bring them fry here, boy. For real now. Like, this nigga here really using me as a threat.
Hey, man.
Then I go get some food. Like, hey, DC, tell the motherfucker you a goddamn, you'll take that job. I told him, nigga, you ready to drive the fry, lady. I ain't bullshit.
Hey, get it.
I ain't bullshit. I told her I run this motherfucker here.
DC, pull your phone out. Follow me back on the Instagram.
Yeah, follow me. Show these niggas you follow me.
My is at the manager.
The
it's
manager.
THE manager.
_ manager. McDonald. MacD. That what he, I got it to the manager at MacD.
My other page.
Tell these niggas, boy, I run this shit.
I run this shit.
Tell them, bring them fry here, but go on, tell them. Everything free. You know I got you, but you ain't got to pay for shit.
Yeah.
You ain't got to pay for shit. Because you're going to be working here soon, motherfucker. I'm going to get that back.
It coming right back.
That shit coming
nothing.
Back. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of my face.
That
I was just bullshit.
Man. That's some wild shit.
They got niggas that had me holding up the line for 10 minutes. Nigga blowing a horn and shit.
Work? Didn't you say you used to be a parking lot attendant?
you might not know who the fuck we got right here. We got DC Young Fly who's about to work in this motherfucker. So y'all better stop blowing your horn.
Hey, where else she used to work, Fly?
Shit, man, I don't work everywhere, bro. I don't work at a recycling warehouse. Goddamn.
Nigga, I thought I worked in recycling. They tricked me.
Nigga,
I was a fucking garbage man.
Nigga, my shit was, nigga, I would rather be the garbage man. I was the nigga who y'all was bringing the garbage to.
He's separating it.
Nigga,
and shit.
I have seen so much trash. That shit has to be unhealthy. It was, my goodness. I was there for 4 days.
Bro, one time I had a job literally laying pipe. Yeah, I was a pipe layer. I was laying pipe. Hey, the shit sounded better than it actually was, dude. What you do today? Shit, lay about 36 feet of pipe.
Oh my God, Carlos, you laying that much pipe?
Yeah, I lay pipe.
Do you have a picture? I'm like, bitch, man. Come on, man.
Hey, this is a life lesson that I learned from laying pipe, though, man. You know, you gotta have some lube. Even when you're laying pipe, you ain't shit if you ain't got no good oil to lube it up with. Yeah, man. That's life lessons, man. You got to thread your pipe and lube it up. That's
sometimes
trick.
Lube is, it work, man. Yeah, you ain't never used lube before. Hey, that motherfucker grease on up through there.
Hey, you ever seen somebody get their ass whooped at work?
Man, that shit is the boy.
Like work fights.
Need to be another bitch from another company.
I worked at McDonald's, at Burger King and shit. I saw a lot of fights come through there. I seen one girl drag a lady through the damn drive-thru window. Like, she grabbed her out the car and, like, pulled her through the window.
What? Yeah. How'd she do that?
She was strong as fuck. She did it. Drug her ass in there and beat her up. I don't never want no another joke. Like, if it ain't on some TV or some telling some jokes or some shit, man, I don't want it. But even people think that shit ain't hard. It's hard as fuck to make a room full of people that you ain't never seen before.
Motherfuckers just acting like real life ain't we don't do shit in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga.
Like,
nigga,
we work hard than the motherfucker, too.
Nigga, I'm on my block where I stay. Nigga, like, what the hell you doing over here? I said, living? Hell is what, nigga?
Yeah, like living. You supposed to have nowhere to stay.
I'm
shit.
Telling you, but you know you ain't supposed to be around here, nigga. I was born and came here.
Yeah.
This is the house I grew up in.
Hey, let me ask you this. What advice would you give to somebody who got a regular job? You know, I don't want to say a regular job, but they working and they not happy. They want to get out and pursue their dreams. Man, it might be entertainment. It might be anything. I'm just saying, what advice would you give to those people who listen to our show and be like, damn, they got it all. They got it living. What advice would you give?
I ain't got it all, bitch. Pick up a gun and rob your manager. Fuck you talking about? That'll make you happy, do it.
Yeah.
Niggas like you will get out the way for niggas like me who need a job. Cause I told you DC will come here and drop them fries now. Y'all better pick up the slack. Ain't nobody bullshitting. He come down here 2 times a week now.
Hey, I got the nigga number in my phone.
For real now. Ain't nobody bullshitting.
Well, if I
and where's that goddamn Sprite? It's always a Sprite missing in McDonald's. I'm for somewhere. Where's that goddamn Sprite?
Hey, you ever had that job with the old nigga on it? He always want to come tell you how they want him to come to work early.
Man.
Yeah, they want me to come in at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Nigga, you been here forever. They just want you to get your old ass up out of here because they don't know when you're going to die.
I'm leaving that too.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm staying my ass here a little bit. I'm leaving that goddamn too.
They rather leave you before the sun really get out because they don't want you to sue the job.
Well, any advice I would give to the people who not happy, you know, you stuck in the dead end job or whatever, shit, hey. Jump out there, man.
Yeah, I would
just jump out there. It ain't gonna kill you to have to just really just hold back for a minute to be able to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But you got to take some chances on
faith. I was just bullshitting by robbing somebody.
Yeah, don't rob no guy.
Don't rob nobody.
Especially if you black. Just don't do no crime at all. Because they're going to give you way too much
time. Just pray and work
off
what you pray for. Just go do your thing. Because don't look at us like,
you
gotta
have some real faith.
We ain't got shit.
You got to believe in some shit other than yourself. If you just sit around believing the shit that you believe, you ain't going to never get no fucking.
Yeah, nah. We just got a job.
Sitting around listening to motherfuckers who ain't got shit.
You
can't do that. You can't do that shit. Why not? Why not?
They ain't even got no response for that.
They don't. Why I can't? I did it, bitch. It's done.
I'm like, nigga, I can't tell jokes like
Shit, you got lucky. No, ain't no fucking luck.
I can't
luck.
Tell jokes like
ain't
you.
No luck. Luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
You got to think about it. We got to go out and tell jokes even when we don't want to. You know how hard that is to be like, hey.
No, this is what, you know how hard it is to make money, making people laugh, some shit you're going to do anyway?
Different. Like most
the average different. Motherfucker going to laugh once or twice a day. But then,
like all day for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how hard it is to wake up when you just ain't brush your teeth and a motherfucker all in your face? Ha! Boy, you fatter than a motherfucker.
Man.
And you can't talk because you know your brush thing.
Some real shit to deal
that's
with.
Some real nigga shit. Nigga be like, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that, money. You know your shit quaking. Fuck stank. That shit quaking.
Yeah.
And you know you ate some pussy last night.
You a sick nigga, man.
I am.
You a sick motherfucker.
I was born this way. My folks just asked me, they like, why you think like that? Cuz ain't nobody here to love y'all. You know, I got sisters and shit. Y'all would ask me, why you like that? I said, where your man at?
That's real.
She said, he's somewhere. I said, that's why.
You ever think about that shit? Like, you ever look around at your family like, it is some good ass women in this family. And ain't nobody got no fucking man. What the hell wrong with
you? Every time they be trying to talk to me all crazy, I tell them, I see why your ass ain't got no nigga. Yeah. I can't deal with that dumb ass shit.
I can't deal with that.
You talking shit.
Even my grandma, it was sweet. I would punch you in the eye. I was just like, damn, grandma, you ain't got no nigga. All these kids.
My mom be going in. Every time we about to go somewhere, that's when she want to clean the house and shit and go. I said, Ma, I see why you ain't got no nigga. Every time it's time for her to go, you want to clean up shit.
No.
Nigga ain't got time for that shit. That shit make me fall out of love.
Damn.
I unlove yo. I always got to do something when I'm about to go ass.
Do you think women should have to come home and clean up and shit like that after working all goddamn day?
Yes, come home, bend that ass over clean. So when I come in, I fuck you good. Thank you.
I don't even know why I keep asking you shit.
I love my mama. Love you, mama.
But why do I even keep asking you shit?
I don't know. It's good because I tell the truth. It's the Hispanic monkey. And I want to say that I want to come in the house and get my dick sucked from my long days of work. No, I will want to watch my boss because my balls will be musty. So after I wash my balls, suck my dick, okay?
How do you know when it's time to get a job, my nigga?
When them bills start piling up and you the only nigga that got to pay them?
Hell yeah.
Shit.
It's shit. You start looking around.
Ain't no more of that. Mama!
Mm-mm. Hey, the real world hard in the motherfucker.
Nigga, they don't teach you that.
Like, you'll never realize you grown. You just wake up one morning and owe motherfucker some money. Like, what is this? What is this?
What the fuck Georgia Power talking about?
Yeah.
I ain't never had no damn lights.
You remember when you was young and then that you thought you wanted some mail? Like, I ain't getting no mail. And then you finally get grown and realize that
no
only fucking bills come in the mail.
You don't want no mail.
Bills and fucking cell paper.
What? I used to get subpoenas in the mail when I was young. Everybody, you got one? I'm like, shit. Full to count.
Anytime you got some shit in your mailbox that's not a check, it's bad fucking news, man.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Tell the nigga don't use this mic tomorrow.
You stupid as fuck, man.
She's gonna taste like pussy juice.
You retarded.
Hey, man, I'm just trying
this
to.
This has been a crazy ass episode. We've been talking about employment and jobs and hard work.
You know, DC, he ready.
He ready.
He ready to come drop them fry now.
This weekend.
Fuck, you mean? That's him. That's the manager.
I can see you working at, like a chicken place, KFC, Popeyes.
I would have loved being the manager. Just put on the work. Hey, bro, let me holler at you, bro.
You dedicated. You can't.
Why they flow so dirty, bro?
You got a tattoo on your fucking eyebrows, my nigga. You
why they flow so dirty,
to
bro?
Not working ever again.
Oh yeah, when a nigga when I got my tattoo and shit, nigga like, bro, you plan on getting a job? I said, nigga, do I look like I want a job, nigga? I got hired the next day.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Doing what?
Recycling warehouse.
No, okay.
I got hired the next day, nigga. I was like, shit, it took me to get a tattoo on my face to get my first job. But the Ben got this motherfucker.
That's wild, man.
Nigga, I couldn't get a job for nothing. My name.
You won't ever get another tattoo on your face?
No, when I was thugging, I would. But that shit over with now. She dead. Motherfucker be like, don't do that. I be like, bitch, get out of my face. I know I fucked up. Like, you got to keep reminding me I fucked up. Like, bitch, I'm on TV. I'm trying to do better. Like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Why you do that? You so cute. Black. Bitch, I know I fucked up.
Hold up, bro.
You know what I'm
when
saying?
Did you realize that you had fucked up?
It was like, shit started going better. And I wake up and I see this shit every morning. I'm like, damn, bro, you know you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really handsome, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you handsome. You know, fuck, how bad you don't want to be handsome? You handsome, nigga. You are handsome, nigga.
This
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga retarded.
Nah, I was just playing. I ain't fucked up. Nigga, DC is in me forever. Nigga, y'all know what time it is. Nigga, I'm going to die with this shit on my face, nigga.
That nigga going to get some contour as soon as he gets some money.
Nah, real nigga shit. This shit, contour this shit down on my face. This shit going to be so old. The DC just going to be dragging. It's just going to look like too old.
Hey, that's my nigga. Oh, oh.
But like, hey, oh, oh, they used to be DC. Triple OG. Double OG. That's you.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh.
Ah.
I do hate that shit, though. I hate that shit so much. Oh, my God. You so cute without it. Bitch. I know. But how I look with it, though?
Hey, man.
You ain't told me that? You
this
okay? Your,
this is the funniest shit, though, man. You go somewhere with DC.
Cat, they tell me I'm okay, Cat. Like, yeah, you okay. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of my face before I rob your ass.
Going somewhere with DC is hilarious, man.
Like, you never know
literally,
what I'm
gonna do. Every nigga know him, and he not acting. This nigga really fucking crazy. And then people come up and say crazy shit.
Like I just
make
roast
his response even crazier.
Nigga, I'm at the airport trying to get a rental car. I'm mad as shit because I can't get the rental car. Like, niggas don't give a fuck about what you doing in life or how your day is. You know what I'm saying? So a bitch and a nigga walked up, right? Like, I'm heated. I'm literally heated. Like, I want to swing on the nigga because I can't get my car, none of that. So she come on like, face ass, face ass. I said, bitch, I'll join you in front of your nigga. Fuck wrong with you. You better shut the fuck up talking to me. Like, on everything. Like, real shit. I'll join you in front of your nigga. Make him mad that he going to want to fight. You better quit playing with me. They walk their ass, happy ass on in the goddamn airport. Like, he crazy as
hell. That nigga stupid,
like,
bro.
Like, bitch, I'm dead ass, ho.
Damn.
She was just like, face ass, face ass. I was like, ooh, ugly ass, ho. You ain't your nigga. Fuck wrong with y'all. Stupid ass relationship. Ugly ass relationship. That's an ugly ass relationship.
Hey, ugly people be happy in the
be happy as hell. Why you so happy with y'all ugly ass? Y'all ugly as fuck. And y'all got dropped off. I hope y'all can't get no rental car.
We found each other.
Dumb ass, ho.
Got dropped off. Shout out to Uber.
Shout out to Uber.
You know who this podcast is for?
I hate Uber Pool.
Me too. You know who this podcast is
what
for?
What this podcast for?
Hey, this podcast is for all the niggas who got two bitches with no car. All you do is text all day, back and forth.
When you go call pick me up, hold on, because the
I'm
other
trying one, to see you.
Like, hold on, because the other girl on the way. Hold on, right? I'm about to deal. She like, how? Like, bitch, don't ask me no how. Hey, man, I had an Uber driver. The other day he was deaf. Sometimes you gotta show motherfuckers.
Sometimes you got to, man.
I had an Uber driver the other day and he was deaf and they told me he was deaf. And then when he pulled up, he was like, "Where you going?" I was like, "I gotta text it to you. I can't tell it.
Yeah.
I gotta text it to you." You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck he even asked me where I'm going?
Oh, ignorant ass.
So I had to text him and he was like, "I got it." I like that.
Why you sound like that, man?
I don't know. Hey, I don't know
ever,
why deaf
you
people.
Ever call Uber and then you see the nigga picture, you had to cancel that bitch? Like, nah, that nigga look like a murderer.
Yeah, that shit be crazy.
I had to cancel that shit real quick.
Like, man. Where you going? Where you going? Like, man, shit, I got a taste. I got it.
Bruh.
I was scared because I didn't know if he was going to stop at every red light. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure, because you can't hear the horn.
You know who this podcast is for?
Who is for?
Man, this podcast right here is for anybody who ever has some mid and some loud, and you roll
and you
the
mix
mid.
It together.
Yeah, you put the loud on the top.
That's for me. You talk about me.
Yep.
I
used shout to do out
that
to shit. All my
we call them mild blunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what kind of smoking on that mild? We was stupid. We just come over any day, bro.
This podcast is for people who go over other folks' house and don't have no plans on leaving. You ever had somebody come over your house at 2 and stay till 11?
That's me. Shout out to people who don't know when to overstay they welcome.
Damn, you fucked that up. You fucked that one up, man. Hey, man, my new shit for 2016, though, I'm fucking with women with saggy-ass titties.
Me too.
I just found out how much I like saggy titties.
That's
bro.
Stressful. I like seeing them little hammer like you remember our Lion King when the nigga Scar had to release Mufasa.
Yeah,
it looked like Mufasa. Those were his last scratches.
Yeah,
on his way down.
Yeah, I'm fucking with them saggy titties.
I love
titties.
Them titties. Yeah. I just like titties. Ooh, fuck them up. I'm sorry, y'all. But this podcast is recorded a couple of days before you hear it. And I'm just watching these play, y'all. They fucking them up. Fucking them up.
Who getting fucked up right now, man? That's the heat.
Oh, shit. I'm looking at the wrong. Oh.
It's heat and the Charlotte. That's the,
Charlotte 96. But he just busted 3 on NBA.
Who you got on the NBA championship?
Oh. Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm going for the Warriors in Cleveland. I think Warriors in Cleveland gonna do their thing.
Man, I don't know if LeBron can pull it off. That nigga done got real timid these last.
Nah,
that boy
Kyrie done went crazy, man.
Yeah, he did.
He going stupid, man. But Kyrie going real stupid. Him, love, shit. My boy Shumpert going retarded. Hold up. They said they beefing.
Isaiah.
Oh, one thing about my boy Schroeder with that shit now. Junior. My boy Schroeder with that shit now. I understand they would want to fight because we won. Y'all got to sit down and watch us. Hey, sorry, Boston. I fuck with you, but get what? We won. Got to say it real gritty so they can feel it. We won.
Hey, Atlanta deserved that, though.
Yeah,
all of that because it's been rough being a Hawks fan.
That shit crazy because Isaiah was going crazy for a minute. He started turning up and shit.
I really hope the Falcons have a good fucking season too, man. Oh, like, it's just been time,
man,
for
Ryan
the city
be getting on my
be...
nerve. I fuck with Matt Ryan, yeah. But God damn, he be getting on my nerve, man. Dude, this I fuck with Matt, but shit, man.
Come on, get your shit together.
Get your shit together. What you be jacking off before the game?
No, it's just that it seemed like he don't know how to bounce back. Once he fuck up, he gone, man.
Yeah, he be tripping, man. Like, he be, I don't know.
Oh, forgot about that nigga. You remember, what's his name?
Who?
Tossel.
We talking about with the draft?
Yeah, the nigga got drafted and fucking leaked the video, smoking
weed. Man,
that was,
man, his stepdaddy did that shit. That shit was so lame,
that was
bro.
That lame as fuck,
that's
bro.
Lame
why,
shit.
Why
ever,
is it
man?
That people always trying to expose somebody else's shit?
And I feel for broke. I feel like when you coming from the bottom, man, it's like, be so much turmoil and shit a nigga got to go through, and then a nigga do some shit like that, and a nigga, that hit home. Like, bro, you my mama, nigga, bro.
You fucked up some money
like,
that
you,
time, too.
Nigga, I would have gave y'all $2 million. Nigga. I would have gave you, well, my mama going to fuck
know.
With you anyway.
I don't know,
but still,
man.
He going to make sure his mama straight. You know the mama going to make sure the husband straight. Yeah. But I'm going to give y'all some money so I won't have to deal with the stepdaddy. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
hey, stepdaddies are some different kind of niggas, man. If you ever,
don't get me wrong. There's some stepdaddies out there that take care of
other niggas' kids. It
but
is.
Niggas like, that you ain't even gotta be my cousin, nigga. I hit that nigga before I got that 100,000. What you want me to do? Hey, tell me that shit, but I ain't gonna do nothing though.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
I don't know the nigga, and I don't know what he look
like.
You
know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be your step, whatever, your parent. You ain't supposed to be out there doing no
that
shit.
That was
like,
really
something. That was just allegedly
that
it was his stepfather.
Bullshit. No, that was
a whack ass shit.
Then let me tell you something. The media got it for 15,000. You just knocked out 10 million out the nigga pocket. My nigga, you.
That's some bullshit.
What that $15,000 gonna do? That,
nothing.
It's a whole bunch of quarters, man. Get the fuck on, man. But I'm proud the niggas still got the chance to even get in the NFL.
Oh, that's exactly what
things,
I was
saying.
Much
saying?
Love
so,
to all the young niggas.
Much
who
love
got,
to everybody
who
did
drafted.
Something in the draft.
You know, just the opportunity to make something.
Even
for
if you
your
ain't
family.
Get drafted and you red shirt, nigga, that's still a step is a step.
You might
you
get that
saying?
Call to come join
it
the team.
I know
man.
A couple red shirts who are actually starting now. So
you know
what?
You know why that, right? Why that's true, right?
Of the grind.
Hard work pay the fuck off.
Because they were doing what the fuck they was supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Do it for the outcome, not the income.
Feel what I'm saying? Don't try to world stop me and think you're going to get a check. Let me tell you something. I used to fight. You know what I'm saying?
You,
I still will.
You threatening imaginary?
I ain't threatening nobody. You
that
know,
was hypothetical threat.
No, I'm just saying because... I was just in Flint and I was just talking to the one of the promoters and shit. Like, yeah, man, you know, one of these niggas can't wait to put you on World Star. I said, nigga, please. I got stabbed 4 times my last fight. I don't think a nigga ready. Nigga, I'm more amped than ever.
Yeah.
Cause I know it can happen. I'm amped. You ever got hit upside the head with a sledgehammer?
Damn.
I wouldn't do it because I'm on probation, but I'm just saying.
Damn.
Don't fuck with me.
Hard work pay off, my man.
Hard work pay off, man.
Stay busy, my nigga. Mm-hmm. This is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for niggas who don't know what a podcast is. That's why we always telling you who this podcast is.
Niggas really
is
think
for.
We recording this in a porta potty. Stupid, yeah. Motherfucker.
This is stupid, man.
I don't know. You know, them niggas will just record that shit at the fell in the porta potty.
Them niggas got a portable radio show they be
that
doing.
That shit crazy. They be shitting and recording at the same time, my nigga. They can take it wherever. Wherever. They could bring it to the hood. Try to get them niggas to bring it to the hood. My nigga, shut the hell up, man.
Little dumb ass.
We should get a porta potty just for a nigga. Like, I told you.
What you think we're going to do the first well, we already did that shit in L.A., but we got to do another one, man.
We got to take this shit to the strip club.
We'll go to the strip club.
Ooh, that shit be. We live in the motherfucking strip club. That's why we got to get like some muffled speakers or some shit, like headphones and shit, but they can't really.
Go get a boo.
That shit'll be retarded. We live from the strip club, girl. I'm like, oh, they little broke ass nigga ain't want to pay the money, so I got the bouncer to kick his broke ass out. Hashtag strippers run the city.
Hey, why you think the strippers be so stuck up, man?
I don't know, man. Cause the whole thing, just cause they shake your ass, we supposed to throw money. Shit don't work like that. If you whisper that you gonna fuck something, we gonna throw some money. Come on. He have a retarded kid, so he got there earlier. Yeah. You want to eat the jerk? Yeah. You ready to go outside? Yeah. Come on. What kind of car you want, Lil Jenna? I want one that say, come on. You love your mama, Lil Johnny? Yeah. Nah, this nigga is stupid, man.
Oh, shit. 85 South Show, man. Parental discretion is advised.
Come on. What kind of car you want, Lil Johnny? I want one of that. Come on. All right, little Johnny. You're crazy.
Hey, the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for your friend to come over your house and smoke all your roaches out your ashtray.
Fuck you mean? And be like, do you got roaches?
You got some weed?
Nigga don't even say what's up.
Need that rope, bro.
Your ashtray is hidden.
And that's really rude and disrespectful. And yes, you, it is. You really got to be best friends to even smoke a nigga roaches out his ashtray.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
We in this bitch.
I'm about to go to the crib, listen to that Drake, man. Drake got me thinking about a bitch from 7 years ago.
I got to go hear this shit. This shit got you real sentimental, my
man, brother. I'm in my feelings like a motherfucker.
You said think about a bitch from 7 years ago?
My phone been on silent for the last 2 days. I don't even want to talk. Man, my feelings. No, I'm not. I'm just talking that shit. I'm just talking that shit, man. Much love to all the ladies who listening right now. Don't know if you're pregnant or not. I always like that.
Your stomach kicking, but it's really you hungry.
I always like to hear that on the commercial when they say, oh, you a woman that's pregnant or may become pregnant. I'm like, nigga, that's all of them, ain't it? I mean, if you think about it, they all have the chances of.
Man, shout out to the girls who got them 2 week pregnant stomach, but you really ain't pregnant.
He just
got the little stomach.
That gas.
And that gas.
That gas.
I like that little 2 weeks pregnant stomach. That shit's sexy to me.
You like it?
I like it. We hang over the belt buckle a little bit.
Bro, doing this podcast, I listen to all the episodes and I really listen back. Bro, we ratchet as hell.
That's where we come
we
from.
We like all the wrong shit. I definitely came all the way from the project. Like, I'm always going to love a chick who stand with her knees locked and be bow-legged a little bit. I don't give a fuck what nobody
said. I was just telling my people the other day, I'm like, why you just fuck anything? I said, bro, it's not about the quality, bro. It's about the quantity.
Oh, that's what you
where
like.
Where I come from, it's about how many you done took down this month. You feel
man,
what I'm saying?
That's going to be fucked up.
I took
gonna,
17
you
down.
Gonna, you going to be dead.
Nah, fat bitches.
You both
skinny
dead.
Bitches. Oof. And three.
Just random. Huh?
Yeah, they just random. I ain't know where I'm going with that one. Just it's just three. It's just, just three. I was about to say some shit, but I had to stop. Nope, not that one. Just bro. Three.
We out here, though.
We out here, man. South 85 show. South Show, man. Presented by Coming to Hype, man. If you ain't following us, please follow us at DC Young Flat.
What make you... Why wouldn't a nigga be following us? This is the
know.
Funniest shit
I still
out.
Got people that be like, bro, you funny as hell. I don't follow you, though. I'm like, okay.
Well, okay.
All right, huh?
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah, okay.
Then go to their page and don't... The shit ain't green either. Yeah. Like, bitch, you don't follow me, but you... You know a lot about me, though.
Man, we'll have to follow you to see you, man.
Google is a motherfucker.
You
huh?
have a lot... Ah! You have a lot of shit out there, man. I see some shit you did on somebody else's page. I'm like, when this nigga do this shit?
Man, that shit crazy, man. Sometimes I just be coming up with shit. I be like, well, what the fuck is wrong with me? But the way he going stupid. Ooh, he just hit him with the Kobe move.
85 South Show. DC Young Flat.
We here. Fuck you, man.
Hard work pays off, bro.
Yes, sir. Don't never stop grinding. Pray hard and work hard for what you pray for, ladies and gentlemen. It will come and it will be in your face. And don't be scared when it come. Be prepared for it.
Yeah. And on the closing note, you can't miss what you ain't never had. So if you ain't never had shit, guess what you miss? Nothing. That was
perfect.
That was the one.
That shit made me like, damn, I ain't never had shit, so I don't miss this shit.
You don't miss, how you miss some shit you ain't never had?
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't your shit to begin with.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why when I steal some shit and I blow that money, I be kind of missing it, but it really wasn't mine.
It wasn't yours.
I'm like, fuck.
That's the best money to fucking, when you stole it.
That shit be the best. You should be buying it. That's why
somebody
your shoes
else
get,
shit?
You ever stole some money and then buy some shoes and them bitches get dirty the same day?
I ain't never been lucky enough to steal no money because I'm always around broke motherfuckers. That's really why I'm stealing.
Though. I had to get real swift because it started, like, when I stole, it looked like I'm stealing. Like, you look at me and I'm like, hey, huh?
You give up. You guilty off top.
I'm just going to take the shit in your face. What? I ain't doing that.
But we all got that one person that we steal from that don't give a fuck because they got it like that. Just steal.
That's what my family think.
I'm stealing
the
this. You
they
ain't
think I'm the nigga they can steal from and don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm stealing
I be coming to how red hair. Hey! Y'all motherfucker think this game, huh? I'm going to cut everybody off of this bitch. Before you know it, I wake up, my shoes on the edge of the bed. I'm like, how motherfucker know I was talking about my shoes? You feel what I'm saying? Like, man, I don't play no game, man.
You ever went off
game.
On somebody too early about your shit? Like, every time I put some shit down, somebody put their motherfucking head. There you go. My bad.
No. I ain't on my bag. This how you do that shit. I remember one time, I'm like, hey, where the fuck my shit at? So y'all nigga think it's a game. Then I see my shoes. I'm like, oh. All right, cause, well, shit, last time you took that shit. So, shit, I'm just saying. My bad, but you know what I'm saying? You did it last time, and I spared your ass.
Hey, well, how about when a motherfucker lose some shit and still be looking for it? Be like, oh, yeah, you can go have that shit. I don't know what the fuck it is. I ain't worried about it, though. I don't know whoever got the shit can go ahead and keep the
boy,
shit.
Boy, that's me all day, bro. All day.
Yeah, no, niggas don't never lose nothing, hey, though. Somebody stole it.
You ever walked into somebody's room?
Niggas they, don't lose nothing?
I'm telling you, but have you ever walked into somebody's room while they were asleep and started looking for the neighbor in their room? They wake up and you just, what? I'm just looking for my shit.
Hey, bro, what you doing in my room?
I ain't looking saying
for,
you got it, bro.
Looking
I'm just
for
saying.
My motherfucking shit.
I just remember last time, shit. Uh-huh. What the hell these here right here, though? Uh-huh. This the shit I was missing last time.
You ever had somebody question you about some shit you really ain't seen, but they believe you got it? Like, hey, bro, you seen my motherfucking Clippers, my nigga?
Nigga.
So you ain't seen my shit? Okay.
Cool.
All right. Okay. So you ain't see it?
Nope.
So if I look in your bag, it ain't going to be in there. Okay.
That's probably the most heart throbbing shit.
Let me see your bag
ever.
Then. Let me see your bag.
That's the most heart throbbing shit ever.
Open your shit up.
That when you fight break out.
You got to.
Fuck, nigga, what you trying to say?
Cut the shit in your bag the
yeah,
whole
it's
time.
In the bag. You throw the bag to your partner. Hold that, bro. Take that to the car, bro. Fuck wrong with this nigga talking about.
Man, that nigga don't got down trap me like
drive
that,
out,
bro.
Drive out, bro. Hey, have you ever knew you lost some shit, but then seen
you
somebody
seen
wear
yeah.
your shit? And you like, nigga, I know you ain't bought this shit. Where you get the shirt from? Well, you know goddamn TJ Maxx. They don't say that shit at TJ Maxx,
that
nigga.
That shit got my name printed on it, nigga.
Nigga.
Fuck you talking
have
about?
You ever wrote your name on the tag? Then you look to see what is your name on the tag, but the tag gone? Nigga done ripped the tag. It's a hole where the tag was.
Nigga, this.
These niggas swell, man. I stole this shirt from me. Yeah. From me, motherfucker.
Fucking real shit. Real shit, man. Shout out to everybody who's still, man.
Shout out to everybody
who's still. Not that I approve of what the fuck you doing, just because I know you out here, man.
My little nephew's still every year and a half. We can't catch him. It be big, too. Mama be like, it's $1,000 gone. My nephew got big earrings. This nigga got a wristwatch. He got a rental car for 3 days.
Oh.
You like, what the hell you do with this? How you get that?
Hey, man.
In a whole year and a half, he helping you find other niggas.
Let me
that
say
steal.
This.
You know,
if anybody listening to this podcast and you steal, at least have some decency enough not to steal from people that you live with. God damn. Your mama, sister, don't be stealing from them. I don't, man, you can steal a little bit from your sister. Just don't be having a motherfucker.
My nephew Swift with it, man.
Yeah.
And my nephew got that face. Boy, what you talking about, bro?
Get mad at
like, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. I'm on an earring wall. What you mean, bro? I got bitches. Nigga always claim bitches right. About them. I got bitches.
You
ain't,
left
seen
the house
one
all
bitch.
Weekend, though.
I ain't seen one bitch you fucking. I don't fuck them over here.
Where you fucking, man?
Over there. Where's over there? Over there.
You don't never be over there. You don't know what the fuck I be doing.
That's why I asked you for an Uber.
That's how you know young nigga be lying. They boy get high pissed. What were you last night?
Man, I was outside. I ain't do nothing last night, man. Swear to God, I was outside the whole goddamn time. You ain't call my phone. You ain't call me. You ain't call my phone. I ain't tripping. Man, where were you yesterday? I had four hoes. They were trying to come off your house. And
I don't
fuck
know what
with all of us.
I
seen your Instagram, nigga. You was at church.
You called me? I was asleep. Swear to God, I was asleep. I fell asleep right out of your car, man. The hoes here sucked my dick and I fell asleep.
How you know a nigga ain't shit?
Bro. Like, nigga, you lying like a motherfucker.
Man, you got that $200 you owe me.
Man, I told y'all to give you the money. You told me to keep the shit. I gave it to you. I swear to God.
Like, bro.
Man. Come on,
I just
man.
Seen your Instagram flexing the money, bro. I just seen.
I wasn't even on Instagram, bro. I swear to God, I was on Facebook, nigga.
That's why I seen it at.
Nigga.
On Facebook.
I be under my Facebook. Hey, man, we shit, so goddamn. Hey, is you trying to get booked on the show or what? We trying to book you. What you want for the show?
Nigga, Void come back and shit. Man, I swap a little, dog. No,
look,
I can
you want some real
bro.
Shit, though, if you're trying to get booked, my nigga.
I fuck with you.
Take my number in your phone,
I
man.
Got your number, because I've been calling you, asking about my
okay,
money.
Okay, yeah, I know.
I'm going to send you the deposit next week on everything, swear to God.
Hey, man, right here on the 85 South Show. DC, you know, like, we've been saying we're going to do better about the fan mail and shit like that.
You
right?
know
so,
it.
We got some fan mail for you today. Young man needs some direction from, well, I think he want to talk to Deacon Fly.
Oh, man. Let's get Deacon Fly in.
Young man said he ready to give the street life up, man. Because he believe he might have something. He just ready to make a change for the better, man. And just, you know, try to be a better person.
He want
to
make a change?
I believe it's just that he really scared that he might have something. That's what it says right okay. here. You know, just try to keep it anonymous. But it says man. That, I believe I might have caught something living the street life, and I'm ready to get a street life up. And I just want to hear from some of the words from Deacon Fly. Maybe it could help me.
Okay. Amen. You want some words of encouragement? But you gonna need a little cream. You gonna need a little cream of encouragement. You want to give the street life up, sir, but I'm here to tell you that it's too late. It's too late because now your dick have eczema. Your dick has acne. And you're itching like crazy. And I want to tell you that if you scratch those bumps off and they don't grow back anymore, then you might not have nothing. But I would advise you to get your scratching, my brother. Get the scratching. Don't leave the street light because you might die soon. So get it in while you can, my brother. Get it in while you can. A couple robberies will be good. You know, I would like for you to strap up at least 3 times. That's about all I can say because ain't no telling what you got if you're coughing up blood. But you're not coughing up the blood of the Holy Ghost. So I would rather you go to the doctor as soon as possible. Don't go to the street doctor. Please go and get yourself checked because you don't want to pass that along. Because if you fuck my niece, oh, brother, I'm going to find you and I'm going to put a bullet hole so far in your head that you're going to wish you was already dead. Pastor, do you have any words of this brother who's on his verge of way of being Magic Johnson III?
You know, I was sitting there and I was listening and I saw how you were speaking with such passion.
Speaking passion, my brother.
I didn't want you to quit. I don't want you to give up on the kids because the children are the future.
They are the future.
And this young man has been out there. He's been living the street life, and now the street life is caught up to him.
He's caught. He's got it. He's about to die any moment.
You know, it's never too late. It's never too late.
It's never too late to go back to the bitch who gave it to you. And tell her you got some explaining to do.
I strongly suggest, young man, if you believe you have something, go get yourself checked out. And if you do have something, just like DC said, just go get back with the bitch who gave it to you.
Because that's what I would do. If I had something, I'd find somebody else who got it. And we could just have sex. It doesn't matter. We could give it back to each other. It doesn't matter.
And the legs in the church is wide open.
And can we say, what's that pill called, my brother?
Plan B.
Not Plan B, the one they... Penicillin! Can we all say together... Penicillin, who got it? Penicillin, I need it. Penicillin, 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 penicillin. Ah, penicillin, who got one? Penicillin, I need one. Penicillin, penicillin. Yeah, I take the liquid, I take the shot. Give me everything you got. Penicillin.
Yeah. 85 South Baptist. Memorial Amen. Methodist.
Amen.
Christian Catholic.
Amen.
Episcopal 17th Amen. Municipal Principality.
Hallelujah.
Assembly Hallelujah. And church building.
Glory. Yeah.
85 South Show. We out here. Oh, shit, man.
Well, that's the 85 South Show.
This
we gonna end on that.
The 85 South Show. It's
you know
your man,
what's going
Carlos
on.
Miller, man.
It's your boy, DC on Fly.
It's the 85 South Show. We out this bitch.
Fuck you, man.
Ugly, boy.
Right. 85.
85. 85. 85.